As this school year comes to a close, my focus this morning is on the Head Start program in Baltimore City. Although Head Start has its critics, I believe it has been a game changer for tens of thousands of Baltimore's most vulnerable preschoolers and their families over the past 49 years. Data backs me up. We know from standardized testing that young children entering kindergarten in Maryland have made tremendous progress in school readiness over the past decade, and the gains among Baltimore City Head Start students have been even more dramatic. Baltimore City government has been the primary grantee of federal Head Start funding for the past 5 decades, but important changes are coming to Baltimore. It's the vision of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services that Head Start classrooms not operate in isolation, but that they be part of a more comprehensive plan in each community to serve children and their families from birth to age 5. So the federal government decided to open up funding in select communities, including Baltimore, to a competitive bidding process starting with the next school year. In Baltimore, a new Head Start collaborative has been formed, which includes the mayor and city council, as well as some of our city's most prominent stakeholders in early childhood education, Catholic Charities, Maryland Family Network, Y of Central Maryland, St. Vincent de Paul, Be More for Healthy Babies, and Baltimore City Public Schools, all working together under a common plan. Among many other significant changes, this model will extend the length of both school days and the school year for Head Start children. It's the equivalent of 27 additional days of learning for every child. For families in Baltimore facing poverty, homelessness, or disabilities, the new model aligns strategies to ensure children are born healthy and are nurtured each step along the way until they enter kindergarten well prepared to succeed in school. This new design will help Baltimore and her families, and we sincerely hope, be a model for other cities to follow in the years ahead. I'm Mark First, President and CEO of United Way of Central Maryland for WYPR, your NPR news station.